was midway through Feb when Rob and his spouse did proudly announce that they'd signed for their house. But more of that later. Let's note what we've heard of news in Northants and stuff that's occurred. Well, first off, the Albion's spending some coppers on things like fermenters and barrels and hoppers, and Kettering Hospital, naming no names, asks folk to return Zimmer's crutches and frames. The pesky A14's fine-tuned its technique, being closed overnight for most of the week, and whilst Rob's been filming some appetite wetters, Northants sent sandbags, Saints played like go-getters, and all across Britain, debates have been whirling. Should Scotland really keep access to sterling? Inflation's falling, will interest rates rise? Mark Carney says, no, that would be too unwise. Which is good for the jobless, whose numbers did fall, and good for the growth hub for firms large and small, which brings our thoughts back to local concerns, like Abingdon Street's plans for traffic returns, and Atos assessments not being up to scratch, plus a wind farm's refused, yep, historical catch, but low. That's so downbeat. We've also had fun with fab one-hit wonders from folk like Clive Dunn, and news of great gigs, Simple Minds and Tom Jones, who'll soon grace our county with their dulcet tones. And though earthquakes shook and left some bemused, Northants stayed quite firm with George North in the news. But now, this weekend's and soon starts the next, which may have dear listeners concerned and perplexed. For do not forget, Rob's new bricks, tiles and slate. Yes, the house moving's happening, we cry. Good luck, Kate!